Greetings from the pre-post film review. I'm John Asquith.
And I'm Matt Stevenson. So the way things work here at pre-post, if you're new to the podcast, is that you will hear John and myself talk about a film over two distinct periods. So the first part of the podcast will be John and me chatting about the trailer for a film. This part of the podcast will be spoiler-free, so you can listen to that before you've seen the film itself. Then we'll jump forward in time, and you'll hear John and me do a full review of the film after we've seen it. This part of the podcast will be chock full of spoilers, so don't listen to it until you've seen the film itself. And this episode, we're going to be talking about the new Tom Cruise film, The Mummy. So here are our trailer impressions.
What the hell?
Whatever's in there has been safely hidden for 2,000 years. This isn't a tomb. It's a prison.
Nick!
The hieroglyph said she was named Amunet. Chosen to be Egypt's next queen. But her thirst for power led her down a darker path. One that had to be stopped.
Because of your actions, this ancient power has returned.
Okay, John, so we have just watched... Well, we've watched both trailers. Trailer 1 and Trailer 2 for... The Mummy, and this is sort of Universal's attempt at, or second attempt, I guess, technically, if you count Dracula Untold or whatever their Dracula movie was, attempt at sort of starting a connected monster universe. This one's starring Tom Cruise. I'm curious to hear what you think of this trailer and the film that it's advertising.
I think I don't have very high hopes for this, Matt. I think this looks pretty messy. I also think just in terms of like as a trailer, it gives away the whole movie.
Jesus.
You see portions of every act of the film, in particular like the first. It's just so frustrating.
This is like this year's The Martian trailer. It's just basically
You
through 90% of the film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Including what seems to be the big climax.
Yeah.
In London, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, I'm not against the idea of a shared monster universe. I think you could have a lot of cheesy fun with that sort of thing. And actually the 90s Mummy movies with Brendan Fraser. I haven't seen for a long time, but I really liked when I was a kid. Particularly the first one. I thought that was like really cool and like fun. And was quite lighthearted from memory. You know, it was like a
more Indiana Jones
swashbuckling
anything, yeah.
Adventure. Yeah, Indiana Jones, exactly. And I think a shared universe in that setting would be great. A fun adventure, horror sort of thing. And not all the monsters could be like that, but certainly the mummy could. But instead, we're getting this serious, action-y Tom Cruise movie that looks like it's got way too many action sequences and him running and jumping and falling. And I don't know, this just looks like a mess, I think. The different locations that it spans worry me as well. That it's not like this little self-contained thing, you know, they're taking the corpse here and then they're taking it there and it's causing destruction wherever it goes and blowing up the plane. And I don't know. I mean, some of the visuals look okay, I guess, but I don't know. I just have a very bad feeling about this. And I have a feeling it's going to be lots of noise and lots of action, but I'm going to be bored watching it. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be cynical. I don't like that, but, looks messy, Matt.
Yeah.
It looks messy. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I agree. I think, I too am open to the idea of this weirdly. Like I generally dislike this obsession with interconnected universes after Marvel exploded. But I think the potential here, at least in my mind, when they were talking about it, was I imagined some sort of like Guillermo del Toro-esque, you know, Crimson Peak interconnected universe where it was this kind of old school horror universe with creepy monsters and all gothic fantasy, and it's turning into that'd so be cool not too. That. Like, you realise just the pressures of modern Hollywood would never let anything like that happen, right? Like, this is Mission Impossible with a mummy, you know? Which is not what I'm interested in. And it is a shame because it's exactly like you said. It seems, at least from the trailer or trailers, so focused on the action and so uninterested in the horror, other than a couple of superficial shots. Like, it could be such a cool idea, even if they had to put some action in it, like, to have a big budget.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not against that.
We have on this podcast on multiple occasions lamented the fact that there's no big budget horror films other than Crimson Peak and to a certain extent Ghostbusters, and both failed. You know, it's so rare for anyone to even have a crack at it. And I mean, it's kind of generous to say that this is even having a crack, but you know, it could have been. There's this monstery, creepy stuff in here. But yeah, I think you're right. I think it's going to be full of explosions and Tom Cruise running around, and it's got too much CGI, at least from the trailers. None of the monsters look scary because they look like they're coming out of a computer. They've got that bloody horrendous smoke, like dust face that was like out of the old mummy, and it just looks rubbish. Yeah. Like, no one's figured out how to pull off a CGI dust storm. They just look rubbish.
Yeah.
And it looks worse when you put a face in it. I don't know. I don't think it looks good at all. But like you said, I am open to it, and hopefully they're pushing the action side of things and it is actually a bit more scary and horror-y. That would be a big pleasant surprise for me. The only other thing, like, I agree with you that the trailer fucking gives away everything in the film, but presumably, like, Tom Cruise is the mummy, right? Is that's what's going to happen in this film, right? Like, that's my prediction. I guess we'll... Because he dies in that plane crash and then he wakes up. So he's already the living dead. And I feel like...
Yes.
And
I did not think
the
of
the line
that.
At the end where he's like, she's got plans for you or whatever. I feel like this is an origin story for the mummy. Like, Tom Cruise is the mummy.
Yes.
But then I don't know how that works. That's like, so he's weird. Going to spend like the next three films just wrapped in bandages. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what the mummy's superpowers are other than dust storms.
Dust. Yeah. Yeah. It's just really annoying.
Getting your eyes. Yeah.
Dust everywhere. Yeah. I'm fine, but this, you know, it's not great. It's as good as it gets.
Yeah, but
that's interesting. Yeah,
given that it's building to an interconnected film universe, surely he is.
So are all the monsters going to come together to fight an even worse monster?
Well, I mean, that's a good question, right? Because that's what they're doing with the dumb Godzilla and King Kong thing. Like, they're just going to punch each other. I don't know how you. I mean, it's all well and good to have a connected universe, but what's the point if they're not connected in a meaningful way? So I don't know.
It might not happen. It might not get that far. I have a feeling.
I think that's more
franchise
accurate.
Might die. Yeah. That's interesting. I think you're right. I also think that's probably, you know, an okay idea, but for Tom Cruise, it just doesn't work for me. He's just, I don't know. He's too recognizable. Mm. He can't be a creature or a well-known monster property. I feel like he just is Tom Cruise, you know. But the other thing I was going to say, speaking of old Tom, is he can surprise you with his film choices. You know, they're generally pretty solid. If I think back to Edge of Tomorrow, which neither of us were particularly excited about, and turned out to be a very good movie. So I mean, this trailer doesn't look good, but maybe he's made it. a good choice. You know,
that's a very good point. And as much as I think he's a fucking weirdo, creepo, Scientologist nut job in real life,
yeah,
there's no denying he's got great screen presence. And as a star, he can carry a film. And you're 100% right. Yeah. Like, 90% of his film choices are bang on. And even the Mission Impossible films, which should be shit and should have died years ago, every single one of them impresses me when it comes out. So that is a very good point. And if his track record holds, like, this, maybe this is good. Maybe they're just bad trailers. I don't know.
Mm. It's going to be very interesting to see. It's a terrible trailer. If the movie turns out to be good, then that is a shocking trailer.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, let's jump to Mummy Matt and John in the future and see what they think.
You are alive because you were chosen.
Chosen? By what?
Evil. The ultimate evil.
Legend has it she's a being of unimaginable powers. Now she's using you to regain them.
Oh my God.
She will not stop until she has remade our world.
All right, John. So we both just emerged from our sarcophagi. We've got our sideburns sculpted like little slithering snakes, and we're ready to talk about the Mummy.
Yeah, that's right.
I am very curious to hear what you think. I think we're both sort of mildly positive, or at least had, you know, kind of high-ish hopes. We thought it could be good, based on the trailer.
We're fairly open.
Yeah, so I'm curious to see if you thought it lived up to those expectations or not.
Yeah, I think we put our faith in Tom Cruise and his choices going into this one, because regardless of what you think of him and his performances, they're all kind of the same. But he generally chooses pretty good action scripts that have interesting set pieces in them, or occasionally interesting ideas too. I've got to say that perhaps this movie should have stayed buried under the mercury or whatever, because this was a bit of a stinker, Matt. A real stinker, actually. You know, there's like maybe the first 2 minutes I was like, or maybe even the first 10 minutes, I was like, okay, this could be like a fun, silly, not take itself too seriously, horror, light horror adventure film, much like the 90s Mummies were, which I haven't seen recently, but I really enjoyed at the time as, you know, like a kid. But very quickly it goes downhill and becomes kind of really serious, but then also has jokes that just fall really flat. I think the humor is... I was cringing at every joke, pretty much, in this movie. I felt embarrassed for, all the actors involved. And then it does this whole thing where it's setting up a cinematic universe with this Russell Crowe character. We'll go into spoilers. Fucking Jekyll and Hyde. That stuff was just awful, awful. And Russell Crowe, you know, I like Russell Crowe, but he was not good in this movie. Yeah, I mean, it's just it's not a good movie, Matt. It's boring, even though it has lots of action in it. It's not scary. Some of the effects are good. You know, I guess, you know, technically it's pulled off okay. But it reminds me of a 90s blockbuster, a bad 90s blockbuster that's full of famous people and has a big budget and looks reasonably nice, but just is totally void. I just find it so weird that Tom Cruise is in this movie and that he chose to do this. Like, it feels like he's the only thing in it that is reasonably good, because he just has that kind of movie star charisma, even in something shitty like this. If he was not in it, this would be, you know, an absolute train wreck of a movie, I think. I mean, we're going to specifics. Oh, the other thing I was going to say is this is like a really bad Uncharted movie. It feels very similar to the Uncharted games, but just really shitly. You know, the wisecracking Tom Cruise stuff reminded me a lot of Nathan Drake. For people listening, this is a PlayStation game series. And even the main female lead, who's I'm not sure what the actress's name is, but she kind of looks like the main female lead in Uncharted as well. Very similar.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, we'll go into specifics, but I'm curious to hear what you think. I'm just going to guess that you're on the same wavelength, but maybe I'm being too harsh. Maybe you were pleasantly surprised by it.
I was not pleasantly surprised. I think we're basically on the same wavelength here, John. I think that the key word that you used was bored, which I was for most of this film. I don't think it's particularly terrible. Like, it's not a Kong experience where I was actively angry at the film
while I was watching it. No, that's true. Yep.
I was just bored for most of the time. I think it felt like it was kind of just a few degrees off for everything. Like you said, none of the comedy landed. Like, it was almost there. You could feel, you know, it was going for that kind of Indiana Jonesy like vibe in some of the action scenes, which almost worked sometimes. Like the opening set piece where him and his mate, Tom Cruise and his mate, kind of go into this town that's under siege, right? Yeah, because they had a map that suggested there was some sort of treasure there. And it was kind of, you know, that Indiana Jones sense of they're getting themselves into trouble, and every time they almost escape, they're just kind of in a bigger bit of trouble, you know? And the way that the building sort of collapses at the end, and they have to ride the roof down and stuff, like, you know, it didn't work 100%. I think it was a bit more, it was too rushed. It needed to breathe or something. None of those sort of moments had any weight or dramatic tension to them, but it was almost there. And I think it's kind of like the same with the horror, you know, that there's moments that are almost creepy or almost scary, but it never really hits the mark. And when you sort of have that over 2 hours, it just starts to become a bit dull. And I completely agree with you about Russell Crowe and the Jekyll and Hyde thing, completely wasted. And just, I don't know, it also felt like it wanted to be like The Dark Knight or something, you know, like this serious, dark
blockbuster. Yeah. I was reminded of that, particularly the way it ends.
Exactly.
It was 100%, like ripped straight out of that Nolan ending. With even with the music, sounded like it was from that, you know, where it's like, oh yes, he's a watchful protector now, or he's a sandy man, or, you know, whatever they said. Yeah.
Sandy man. But yeah, like specifically the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing, like it felt like it was going for that Nolan realism that he kind of injected into Batman, but like the sort of design of the change between Jekyll and Hyde was so boring. It was just like he gets kind of like a bit
veins,
and then a going shit accent, you know, and he wasn't even that strong. Like, he just had a bit of a punch up, and the you know, all the alarms go off like it's going to be this enormous thing, then he just like gets a bit angry and a bit like extra British, bit chav.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're kind of expecting like almost a Hulk.
Yeah, definitely.
Transformation, or, you know, he'd grow a little bit.
Or something interesting, at least.
He's already like, we're already dealing with like pudgy Russell Crowe. So, as you say, he just gets a bit veiny, and that's kind of it. It's very, not very menacing.
No. And I think like this is symptomatic again of just the problem with this dark universe, like interconnected films that they've got. Like, how do you make a villain a hero? You know, like they're going about this all wrong. I think it's not going to work. And I think setting it in present day is a very bad idea, but that's a different discussion, I suppose. But yeah, I don't know. Like, it was exactly the same problems they had with the Dracula Untold or whatever, which was meant to be the film that kicked it all off, which I don't even know if that's canonical anymore, or if they've just forgotten that. And think this is meant to be now the starting point. But it kind of feels like the same film. Like, it has the same problems, the same sort of forgettable 90s. I agree with your comment about it feeling like a bad 90s blockbuster, because I felt exactly the same way. And it's just super forgettable. Like, if we weren't doing this podcast on it, I think I would have watched it and then never thought about it again.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is such a, you know, it's the worst thing a film can do, really. Yeah. At least with Kong, I'll remember that.
You hated it so much.
Infuriating. Yeah. But yeah, I agree. I think, you know, the universe stuff is really what holds this back. Whenever we're just with Tom Cruise and Jake Johnson.
Yeah, I think so.
And Annabelle Wallace, I believe, plays the female lead. I don't mind that stuff. It's still cheesy and clunky, doesn't quite hit the mark. But at least then you're following this set group of characters. You've got a mystery to solve, or a baddie to run away from, and all the different curses and things that come. That's like, it still would have been a pretty disappointing movie, but it just grinds to a halt when it tries to build the world, which is this big, you know, basically Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. thing that Russell Crowe is running. And that's like the middle of the movie, basically, is all set in that kind of facility and around that in London and things like that. And it's just, yeah, I mean, as you said, boring is the word. It just grinds to a halt. Russell Crowe has all this exposition about what they're doing and their mission and all this sort of thing. And then towards the end, it sort of clicks back a little bit into like, oh, we have to defeat the, you know, the evil mummy and stuff. And it's just such a bad way to design a film, because they're not interested in just telling one story that's good. I mean, start there, and if you want, introduce a couple of little links that you can have later in your dark universe. But they've made it, you know, by committee and by this big focus group sort of mentality where, oh, if we set this up here, we paid off in this other one and blah, blah, blah. But you know, it's the same thing that DC have been trying to do. We've talked about a lot. Like, just make a good movie and people will be happy with that. And then you can make another one and say, yeah, it's connected and here's how it works. Like, people aren't going to movies because there's a hope that it's part of this larger universe. I mean, that's completely missing the point of what worked for most of the Marvel movies. It's just a classic example. Like, it's a textbook, you know, study it in film school. Here's an example of how not to make a movie like this. Like, it's so poorly written.
It's a very good point, because there's almost no drive to the plot. Like, what, if you think about it, like, what is the whole point? Like, she wanted to get that stone so she could summon the demon god
or whatever. Death. Yeah.
But that turns out to be what the film, you know, because my prediction was correct that Tom Cruise is the mummy.
Yeah.
So, you know, you kind of find...
which is so weird.
So weird. I mean, it's the same thing, like what I said before, like them trying to make villains heroes. It's just...
Yeah.
I mean, what they need to do, John, is they need to do it the opposite way, and it needs to be... like a proper horror film where it's like the mummy is the villain, and then you have like a Sherlock Holmes or someone that's like trying to foil them, and each one is not a new hero that you're introducing, but a new villain for him to like fight in this, and that the villains might intercross or, you know, turn up in each other.
That sounds so good.
And set it in like old Victorian London, not like modern day.
Modern day doesn't work for this kind of stuff.
Not at all. And you know what else doesn't work? And this might be a little bit nitpicky, but it plays so heavily in the whole film, is the dumb, like, double iris eye things. It's so stupid. Yeah. Like, it does not look, like, scary or frightening, or it just looks dumb every time they did that. And did the, like, zoom on someone's eye, like, splitting into two eyes. It's weird, very strange.
Yeah, and it doesn't look very good either.
No.
It looked very like composited on top of their eyes when they were talking or whatever. And also, it's like, does it affect their vision? What do they see?
Double on each of like four times.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
Yeah. If you look carefully, that's why she can't like walk straight. Bumping into things. Yeah. She's just like bumping into things and crawling around.
I feel like we are being very negative, and like I said at the start, I didn't hate this film. I was just bored by it. Were there any things that you enjoyed other than the start? And like you said, when it's just the three sort of leads,
yeah.
Is there, anything more specific that you enjoyed?
I think the plane crash was done pretty well. They obviously filmed that in one of those zero, like actually went up to.
I was going to ask if you thought it was actual zero G, because it looks pretty fucking good.
It really looked like it. There was no CG, like, and the way you could tell, I think, was with Annabelle Wallace's hair. It was flying around in every direction, corresponding to where they were going, and it wasn't like weird CG hair either, which always looks terrible. So you could tell it wasn't wire work, like there was some actual gravity stuff going on there. I don't know how they do that. Like, I know there's different ways you can go up in like a big kind of freighter plane, and then
free fall. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And movies have done that before. I assume it was something like that. But yeah, that looked really cool. And then there was a shot I really liked just before it crashes, where Tom Cruise is right near the hole in the plane. Mm. And you just see the landscape spinning and getting closer and closer, which was quite, actually gave me like a bit of a vertigo, like gross feeling, because I hate flying. I have to pop a Valium every time I fly. So that stuff like really freaks me out. I thought that was done well. And actually connected to that thematically, the one little emotional point I really liked in the movie was where she's like, oh, I know there's good in you. You know, you gave me the parachute. And he's like, I thought there was another one. Like, I thought that was really well.
That was a great punchline to that.
Yeah, that was.
Conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked that. And that little nugget of character stuff made me wish that this movie was a little bit better. Because that is like a, not necessarily an Indiana Jones thing. That is almost more of an Uncharted sort of, you know, this selfish treasure hunter kind of guy that slowly learns to, you know, care about.
Definitely. But it's just also the delivery, the way he delivers that punchline is not like a punchline. It's like,
no,
he is, you know, upset at himself because he's realized that, it wasn't a good deed. Like there was a moment of honesty in that like exchange. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes it really work. Mm. I agree.
Yeah. That's all that sort of comes to mind for me for positive stuff. Did you have anything else on?
Nah, yet.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
No, I agree. That plane is, like, sequence is the best thing in the film, I think. Like,
yeah.
Just because it feels so real.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, some of the like creepy sort of mummy imagery, especially when she sort of sucks the life out of those two.
Yeah, that was a cool
policemen line at the start. When it's revealed how they look afterwards, was kind of cool. I mean, it all gets a bit silly, and it's not consistent at all about how they behave and move and can be killed, and it's just a bit dumb. But yeah, I don't know. There was nothing else really that stood out to me.
I guess, do you think that this is going to sink the idea of the Dark Universe? Are Universal just going to keep pushing it, or...? Because I don't think it's doing very well financially either, right?
We went to the, I mean, today was a particularly nice day here in London, so I guess not many people would have been at the cinema, but we went to sort of like a midday screening here, and we were the only ones in the cinema other than like two other people up the back.
Wow. Doesn't
bode well for the film. So yeah, I don't think this is going to do well at all. But it's a very good question. I think it'll continue at least for a little bit, and I still have a little bit of hope for this Dark Universe. Because I don't know if you've heard, but Universal apparently very interested in not just sticking to big blockbuster tentpole releases within this universe. They want to branch out, and they've got Jason Blumhouse from the Blumhouse films is, I don't know whether he's signed anything or whether he's just in talks, but he's apparently involved with making some like super low budget horror focused stuff that tie into the universe, which I think is where they should be going in the first place. Like, that makes way more sense than this route, because you can't, for something this big, you can't go horror. You have to go action. And then they don't really gel. They just, like, sort of bump up against each other, and it feels all weird and out of place.
They cancel each other out, don't they?
Yeah. Because it's not like the 90s Mummy... I mean, it had sort of like horror-ish elements, but it was not horror. Like, it's kind of like Indiana Jones horror when someone's face melts. Adventure comedy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah.
Whereas this, the tone of this goes for horror at points. Like, that when the scene I just mentioned about the guys getting their life sucked out of them, like, that goes to proper horror and jump scares. I mean, they're cheap, but it's... That's what it's trying to do.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of slightly hopeful that perhaps... If this fails and one of the smaller ones does well, perhaps they can shift things in that direction and make some interesting smaller films that are interconnected in interesting ways. But who knows?
That's cool. Yeah, I didn't know that. So that is exciting. But I guess it depends how much they integrate that sort of thing.
Well, yeah. Exactly. And how much they're willing to experiment as well. Like, you know.
Well, I think here in... Australia, at least, The Witch was released by Universal, distributed by Universal.
Yeah.
So maybe they will retroactively make The Witch a part of the Dark Universe. One of the
Dark Universe monsters.
If we get stuff like that, that's all right. I'm okay with that.
That would be amazing. Well, maybe on that note, should we wrap it up?
Sort of. Yeah.
Overall, thumbs down from both of us, I suppose.
Yeah. Give it a miss. That's pretty much it. It's not offensively bad, but it's just dull. It's not very exciting. Yeah. And it's, missed the mark, which is a shame. Because it could, you know, you can see how it could have been good if it had a little more time. Really, on the script level, I think, is the biggest thing that sort of lets it down.
Yeah, definitely. Completely agree. Thanks for listening to the Pre-Post Film Review. We'd love to hear what you guys thought of The Mummy. Do you think we're underrating it? Maybe you think it's a great start to the Dark Universe. We'd love to hear what you guys thought. You can email us at prepostfilmreview@gmail.com. We reply to all our emails and love hearing from you guys, so keep sending them in.
That's right. That would be fantastic. You can also like us on Facebook if you want to. That would be very nice. You can find us there and keep up to date with the show. We're also on Twitter @prepostfr. It's another way to follow what's going on with the show, and post a little bit of movie news and things like that. So give us a follow. You can also subscribe to us on whatever platform you're using to listen to this episode, whether that's iTunes or Stitcher or one of the many others. And if you want, give us a review, give us a little star rating. That would be super helpful.
That would be awesome. You can also follow John and myself on Letterboxd. There are links to our profiles in the show notes. You can see what else we've been watching outside the show there, and comment and chat to us there as well. And join us next episode when we're going to chat about the new DC Universe film. I don't know what the name of their universe is. Justice League Universe. Wonder Woman, which should be interesting.
Yeah.
There's so many nitpicky things that annoyed me throughout the film as well, like lots of shit that didn't make sense. But the one thing that like literally made me laugh at the beginning is when they first go down into that like tomb or whatever, where they find the the mummy. And it's like, you know, she starts like reeling off like about like how everything's the wrong way around, you know, slowly meant to be like building to something like sinister. And then she has the like moment of realization and she like looks and she's like, those ropes aren't for like lowering it in. They're for like keeping it down. And it's like, how are ropes from the ceiling like keeping something submerged? Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah, I thought the exact same thing. And I thought that about that contraption in general. Like, they buried her because she was so evil. Why did they, like, jerry-rig this thing so they could, like, easily come back out?
Totally, it's so dumb.
Just, like, don't attach anything and leave it under the mercury and then put fucking boulders on top of it.
So stupid.
that was not good. I like talking of cringing and stuff. Every scene with Jake Johnson just.
I don't like him.
I don't really like him either. I think we've had this discussion. Like he.
Something so you about stuck him, up for him in Jurassic World. So I know you liked. I'd say
I was in a haze for that movie for a little while, and unfortunately, that's on record in our episode.
And what the fuck was up with his like rando ghost that occasionally shows up when the plot needs him to like explain something and then vanishes for the rest of the film.
Why?
And then he just comes back from the dead at the end.
Oh yeah, and it's like, hey, I appreciate you bringing me back to life.
Like literally, yeah, just explains what's happened.
Yeah.
As if they haven't mentioned it for like the whole time it took them to get to Egypt or whatever. And then
Oh, that was shocking. Yeah. He didn't need to. Yeah, he's just for the plot. Like, could have cut him out, really.
Yeah, I mean, actually, that scene where he changes and then just, like, stabs the...
That's quite violent, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, and it could... That's quite confronting and creepy, you know? Like, I quite like that, but then, pointless.
I did, I must admit, like, the only funny part of the movie for me was when Tom Cruise, like, fucking shoots him one more time.
I didn't know whether that was meant to be a joke. I mean, I think it was after the fact because he kind of like weirdly hit, but in the moment it's still like part of the tense. It was really odd how that played out.
It was odd, but that like I agree, I couldn't tell, but I laughed. I was like, what's going on there? But then they turned it into a joke, which is just bad comedy writing. Like, you shot me. I hate that kind of stuff.
It's just so bad. But even just like that opening scene, oh man, it just needed like a little bit, like, you know, how they're like, he's like, oh, you know, we'll just walk in, walk out, it's going to, nothing will happen, whatever. And then it hard cuts to them like slide and all the bullets or whatever. Like, that's kind of funny. But they just needed like a few more moments of like it escalated so quickly to each thing. You didn't have a chance to like get a sense of the tension or the danger or anything. It was just like constant bullets and grenades and it was so close. Like, it could have been really funny and adventure filled, you know, the way Indiana Jones or something is, where you can like feel him just escaping by the seat of his pants. Whereas this was, I don't know, exactly. Just felt really rushed and I don't know. Anyway, I'm repeating myself.
No, I agree.